Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome to the Vipe High School Spotlight on Talk 1370.
Turn your audio up, Central Texas. You're about to listen to the best hour high school sports talk on radio. This is the Vipe High School Spotlight. My name is Thomas Bing, the host of this great show. Excited to be here today. Obviously, a lot of sports going on in the Austin area in Central Texas, and we'll definitely get through all that. This is also a tough show for me because this is my last show as a regular host of the Vipe High School Spotlight. I have really enjoyed my time as a part of this program. Later on in the show, I'll go through some of my favorite moments of my run of the Vipe High School Spotlight, but also some of the audience's favorite episodes as well. Also, we will go through notable high school football results from this past week. And UIL 5A and 6A Division 1 and Division 2 postseasons. We have the regional semifinal results for a number of area programs. Plus, we'll go through the regional final schedules for next week. I'll let you know how I'm doing with Pick'em and much more. But let's dive right into the regional semifinals from this past week. Because obviously this is the third round of the playoffs for the big schools. And, you know, it's middle of the postseason. So a lot of big time matchups. You got great teams facing great teams. And you start in 6A Division I. And one of the favorites going in the year was the Westlake Chaparrals. And they just dominated San Antonio Stevens on Saturday, 71-14. Props the Chaparrals for advancing to next week's UIL 6A Division I Region 4 Final. Obviously, the Chaps won last year's Division II state title in 6A, and so they're gunning for another state title, only a couple wins away. We'll see how far the Chaparrals go over the next couple weeks, but obviously they inched closer this week, which is great to see. Another notable result, Austin Vandergrift beating San Antonio Brennan 20-6. That's a big win. Brennan was really good this year. Obviously, Austin Vandergrift has gotten to this round a number of times in recent years, but hasn't gotten past this round in recent years. So for them to get past the region semifinal says a lot about how good this Viper squad is in 2020. The team that's definitely the underdog or the sleeper, the Cinderella of the playoffs for the Austin area in Central Texas, the Hayes Rebels, who beat San Antonio Taft 62-41 this week. The Rebels, if you remember, were 3-3 at Halloween. And they were really struggling, but man, have they turned around in the last 6 weeks. They've won 6 games in a row, which is awesome to see. You know, they had the early loss to Sierra Park Vista Ridge in non-district play. And then they also lost to like Travis and Westlake in district play. They were struggling, but they've really heated up over the last 6 weeks. And obviously, they keep playing really, really good ball. Obviously, the 6-2-41 result was preceded by them actually trailing by six going into halftime of that game. Or no, right before halftime. They scored with like a second left. Or I believe the scoring play started with a second left. They scored as time expired in the first half to tie it up. They missed their attempt to take the lead going into halftime. So it was a 34-34 game going into halftime. But it was a back-and-forth first half. And then the Rebels, I mean, their defense started to step up. A couple interceptions, I believe a pick six that helped them close out that win. And, you know, at one point, the Rebels scored 34 unanswered points. So that's obviously great stuff by the Rebels. Once again, Hayes won 6-2-41 against San Antonio Taft. In 5A Division I action, Sierra Park beat New Braunfels Canyon 27-16. The Timberwolves obviously are playing great ball. They've been our area number one team for 5A Division I all season. So they're back in the regional final. That was actually an 11-5A Division I versus 12-5A Division I matchup involving Cedar Park and New Braunfels Canyon. A 13-5A Division II versus 14-5A Division II matchup. Liberty Hill beat Leander Rouse 56-42. I mentioned this last week. Liberty Hill entered the postseason as Vipe Boston's top 5A Division II team. Leander Rouse was Vipe Boston's second-ranked 5A Division II team. So this is a big matchup, a lot of excitement going into this matchup. And then the last team from our area that played this week, we don't have the score yet because they're playing the night of our recording, but that was, of course, Georgetown Eastview and Sherland Pioneer. Let's go through my pick'em real quick for this past week. Obviously, I entered this week with a 53-18 pick'em record. But I bounced back. If you remember, last 2 weeks, I was only 15-10. But man, did I bounce back this week. I picked Westlake correct against San Antonio Stevens. Actually, technically, I said on the show, because we didn't know at the time who Westlake was going to play because the two teams had not finished their area round game. So I said, regardless, I had Westlake winning, and I got that right. Hayes, I had against San Antonio Taft, so 2-0 so far on the week. Cedar Park versus New Braunfels Canyon. I also had Cedar Park, so 3-0. Liberty Hill had correct against Leander Rouse, so 4-0. Now, obviously, you will want to have my final pick'em record for the year. So I'm going to tell you the two scenarios. So if Georgetown Eastview beats Sherland Pioneer, I will have a 57-19 pick'em record for this year. All postseason games. Now, if Sherland Pioneer wins, I'll be 58-18. Obviously, I'm going into that matchup with a 57-18 record, and that's why if Eastview wins, which I had Sherland Pioneer winning, that would drop it to 57-19. Or if Sherland Pioneer wins, that makes it 58-18. Later on in the show, I'll go through the large school regional final playoff schedules. Some really fun matchups that you'll want to stay tuned for. I'll also let you know if there is any update on that small school state championship that we've been keeping an eye on, Richland Springs and Balmoria. Obviously, those two teams are supposed to play by January 16th, 2021, if I'm not mistaken, according to UIL rules. So I'll let you know if there's any update on that. Obviously, if you enjoy our Vipe coverage here on Vipe High School Spotlight or at Vipe.com or VipeATX.com. Don't forget to follow us on social media, Vipe_ATX on Instagram, VipeATX on Twitter, and Vipe Texas on Facebook. You can follow me, the editor of Vipe Austin, Vipe San Antonio, and Vipe Hill Country, obviously the host of Vipe High School Spotlight on social media, Texan 8th Gen on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We have some great coverage ahead in about a couple minutes, to be exact. We have a player, great story from Austin Sanders Pistol School. Freshman basketball player, has overcome some things over last year. Definitely excited to bring him on. You'll definitely want to stay tuned for that interview because he's definitely a great, heartfelt story. Perfect timing for this time of year. Talk to you in a couple minutes.
Follow the latest in Central Texas high school sports all week long online at VipeATX.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Vipe High School Spotlight on Talk 1370.
Welcome back to the Vipe High School Spotlight. Like I say on every show, or almost every show, this is my favorite part of the show because I get to bring in some other people to show, converse with different people in the Austin area and Central Texas when it comes to high school sports. And we got a good one today. Solomon Marshall from Austin Sanders Pistol School, and obviously great story for him. In case you don't know, when he was in eighth grade last year, late in 2019, he was diagnosed with synovial sarcoma, which is a type of cancer that affects youth. And he's had to go through a lot over the last year. And a couple months back, he got cleared to play basketball for Austin Sanders Pistol School. And obviously, it's awesome to have that type of comeback in our coverage area, and I can't wait to dive into that with him. But before we get to all that, got to bring in Solomon. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Thanks so much for joining the program. Obviously, like I said a minute ago, obviously, great story. You've gone through a lot over the last year. Let's start, you know, almost a year, or a little bit over a year ago, when the diagnosis came that you obviously had some type of cancer. What was your mindset at the time? Were you trying to really stay positive through the whole process? What were you trying to do to, like, you know, make sure that you could, you know, continue a love like basketball later on in your life?
Well, when I first found out, I was definitely scared and didn't know what was going to come in the future. But what one thing that helped me stay positive for sure, when I was in the hospital, the nurses there and the doctors, they would take walks with me to the, like, they had a room with a basketball hoop in there. And I would go in there, like, anytime I could and just play on the mini hoop. Definitely when I got back home, I would try to get shots up with my dad, but it was definitely annoying not to be able to play at the level I could before.
I'm glad you had obviously a little bit of basketball while you were going through all that. I know you had to go through some chemo and some radiation. Luckily, you got through all that, got to finish all that in June. You also had a surgery to get you back cleared to play high school basketball as a freshman this year at Austin St. Andrews Episcopal School. How did it feel once you got through all that?
I was definitely relieved. I was just grateful to be able to play the game that I love, honestly.
And obviously, you know, you touched on it a little bit. You know, you had a little bit, you know, you got to play on the little hoop a little bit when you were, you know, early on after you'd been diagnosed when you were going. I know you had to travel back and forth between Austin and Houston to get a lot of your treatments, and I'm sure the surgery as well. For you to have that little bit of glimpse of, hey, like, this is a little bit of normalcy, how did that feel to you?
It was through all that toughness in Houston with chemo and radiation, it was definitely a pleasure to be able to just get up shots on a mini hoop.
Awesome. And obviously, you know, you got cleared a couple months back. You started training, got to join Austin St. Andrews Episcopal School's basketball team before the 2020-21 boys basketball season began. How did it feel once you got back into the whole training thing? Were there any struggles, any hurdles you felt like you had to overcome, even though you'd gone through all you know, so many other hurdles over the last year? Or were you like pretty relieved that you were able to just, you know, kind of, hey, like, I'm back to doing what I've done in the past?
I was relieved, but it was definitely a struggle coming back. Like, I remember like not even being able to do 5 push-ups with my dad over the summer. But I've been training pretty much nonstop. And I'm just glad to be able to play with my team again.
Awesome. And obviously, I know St. Andrews is off to a great start this year. Actually, the best season in the program history at 8-2 as of our recording. Obviously, you know, a lot of people go into that. I know, you know, you're excited to be part of that. What do you think has gone so well for this program so far?
We have great leaders on the team. We have great coaches. There's no person that wants to play hero ball, in my opinion. We're all looking out for each other. And we're all friends on the team.
That's great. Obviously, it's good to have, you know, chemistry like that. Obviously, you know, be able to build off of each other. In terms of, you know, basketball, you know, I was reading your story the other day before I wanted to bring you on, and it seemed like basketball has always played a major part in your life. What do you love so much about basketball?
I've been playing since I was like 3. It's a safe place for me. I just love going out, getting up shots with my dad, seeing the ball go through the hoop. And I'm just a competitive person, and I love to compete.
Well, it's great that you have, obviously, longevity like that. You're able to, you know, train and play with your dad. And, you know, obviously you're only a freshman, so you got a couple more years of high school ball. What are some of your individual goals in your basketball career?
Well, for this season, since I'm just getting back into it, I definitely just want to be a good teammate and try to get back to where I was and get better. But my main goal is to play in college somewhere. Definitely a good school where I can not have my parents pay for college.
Yeah, I'm sure they'd be appreciative of that. But also, I'm sure they'd, you know, be very proud of you just for everything that you've gone through if you're able to get to that point. For people that haven't watched your game, how would you describe the way you play, you know, what you can contribute to a team when it comes to basketball?
I think I'm a pretty good shooter. I want to look for open teammates, and I try to give my best effort on defense. And I love to learn from my coaches.
That's great. And I know you have a good one in Jeff McCreary, longtime basketball coach at St. Andrews. How has he helped you as you've, you know, not only transitioned from, you know, being a junior higher into high school, but obviously, you know, in making sure that you were game ready after everything that you've gone through over the last year?
They helped me in the first part of my transition coming back. They definitely, one of the things they told me was, this is a marathon, not a sprint. They wanted me to push myself, but they also wanted me to know my limits. Coach McCreary would always pull me after practice, ask how I'm doing, and also correct me when I was wrong.
And you're the only, I believe, freshman on the varsity team this year. What does that say about, you know, the type of player that you are?
Well, I don't like to think of it as being the only freshman on the team. I just want to help. I want to help the team win, honestly.
That's great. And have there been any of the upperclassmen at St. Andrews that you feel like have really helped you kind of fit into the varsity group?
Yeah, definitely. One of them, Jared Zimmerman, who visited me in the hospital. He's been a close friend for a couple of years now, and he's definitely one of them that's been helping me. But everyone on the team has been so kind throughout this whole process.
That's awesome. It's great that obviously they're there for you both on the court, you know, at practice and in games, but also in your normal life as well. So that's great that, you know, they're looking after you on that front. I just kind of want to wrap this up. Obviously, you know, you've gone through so much over the last year, and we really appreciate your time. Is there anything else that, you know, people should know about your story or just, you know, the type of person that you are?
Not that I can think of right now. I just look forward to continuing this season and try to win as many games as we can.
Well, great stuff. Obviously, we just got done talking with Sam Marshall over at Austin Andrews Pistol School. Obviously, a freshman boys basketball player for the Highlanders. You'll be keeping an eye on him over the next couple years. And great story. And like I said before, definitely glad I was able to bring him on the Vipe High School Spotlight this week to, you know, show his story, but also, you know, show all the different hurdles that he's overcome in his personal life. And, you know, such a motivated individual. I mean, who knows? With everything he's accomplished over the last year, would not be surprised if he's able to, you know, meet that individual goal of, you know, playing college basketball in a couple of years. So obviously big thanks once again to Solomon Marshall for joining the Vipe High School Spotlight today. And, you know, we always enjoy covering Austin Andrews Pistol School athletics, and they always do a good job of supporting our coverage. Well, we have a lot more coverage ahead in the second half of the show. Like I said, in the first segment, we'll go through the regional final playoff schedules for 6A and 5A. Number of area teams left standing, which is great to see. You know, fourth round of the playoffs, it really says a lot about the type of football that there is in the Austin and Central Texas. We'll go through some top moments of my time as a host of the Vipe High School Spotlight, and definitely look forward to seeing wherever else this discussion takes me and the show this week. But like I said before, don't forget to follow Vipe on social media, Vipe ATX on Twitter, Vipe underscore ATX on Instagram, and Vipe Texas on Facebook. You can follow me on those platforms at TexanHM. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Definitely keep your radio dial where it's at. I'm Thomas Bingham. Talk to you in a couple minutes.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're listening to the Vibe High School Spotlight on Talk 1370.
Welcome back to the Vibe High School Spotlight. My name is Thomas Bing, the host of this great show. Obviously, we just got done talking with Solomon Marshall of Austin St. Andrews Episcopal School boys basketball. Great story by him. Hope you were able to catch it live. If you weren't, obviously catch the replay on Talk 1370's website. And we are, and I'm sure I'll get it up on social media as well later this week. Don't forget that we have a lot of big time playoff matchups in the week ahead. And let's start with those. So in 6A Division I Region 4, number one Westlake for Vibe Boston, 6A, will be taking on Cibolo Steel. If you listen to last week's show, this was a game that one of my guests was excited about, Evan Byer, a longtime Vibe contributor. And obviously it panned out. We're going to have that big time Westlake versus Cibolo Steel matchup. And I don't know where they're going to play this game. I know a lot of times during regular seasons, the regional final for 6A usually is at the Alamo Dome. I don't know if the Alamo Dome is ready next week or not for this game, but if it is, it's definitely worth you making the trip down, or if it's even closer to the Austin area, it's worth you checking it out because, you know, these are two storied programs, a lot of history, both have won state championships in football. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it's been 10 years since Cibolo Steel's last football state title, and obviously Westlake won the 6A Division II state title last year. This will be the 6A Division I Region 4 final. In 6A Division II Region 4, you have Vibe Boston 6A number 9 Hayes taking on Vibe Boston 6A number 5 Austin Vandergrift. Austin Vandergrift, Hayes, great to see them this round because I think a lot of people did not expect both these teams to be in this spot. You know, Vandergriff's had some really good teams the last couple of years, but a lot of times they ran into like a Longview or a team like that in the regional semifinal. Well, guess what? Vandergriff and Hayes took advantage of being in Division II this year instead of Division I, and look at where they're at. And I wanted to touch on Hayes for a second because the Rebels were definitely less likely to have been here than Austin Vandergriff. I mean, Austin Vandergriff, you know, their long regular season win streak came to a close earlier this year. And so they were already making, you know, multi-round playoff appearances the last couple of years. And then Hayes, it's been a while since they've been to the regional final. I believe it's 2006, if I'm not mistaken. But regardless, you know, Hayes, the way they started their season, you know, they lost a non-district game, which is not normal over the last couple of years. You know, the last couple of years, you know, they would win all their games except Lake Travis Westlake Lake Travis, they would lose to. But then they would take care of all their other regular season games, and then they would lose them by district round. That's when they were going Division One. But Hayes, probably because Austin High was in there this year, you had Westlake Lake Travis, they were able to slide down to Division Two. And they started 3-3. The Rebels did. And I had my doubts at that point. You know, because at that point, it was different than those past couple years when they would be undefeated going to either the Westlake Lake Travis game. But once they'd already lost to Cedar Park Vista Ridge by a good margin, they also lost to Lake Travis and Westlake by a large margin. Okay, it seemed less likely they would, one, get past the first round of the playoffs, but of course make it to the fourth round of the playoffs. So it's a great story. It really is. But Hayes must have been motivated after those defeating losses because they've won six in a row. And they've beaten some good quality teams. San Antonio Taft, I believe, had 8 wins going into last week. The week before, San Antonio Johnson. The week before, they beat Cedar Park Vista Ridge, who they lost to by a good margin earlier in the year. So the Rebels are doing some great things right now. This is a really hot program. And then Vandergriff, you know, they've been able to build off of what they've done in the past. And they also didn't have as strong of a regular season as they're accustomed to over the last couple of years. It's all about timing. It's all about, you know, getting hot at the right time. Both Hayes and Austin Vandergriff are both playing great ball right now. I mean, Austin Vandergriff, they beat a solid San Antonio Brennan squad this week. I don't know how many people statewide thought that Vandergriff could beat Brennan, but they did. So props to both those programs, especially for making it to the regional final. That should be a fun one. It's great to have an all Austin area regional final next week. Especially in 6A. In 5A Division 1 Region 3, the 5A Division 1 top Vipe Austin team, Cedar Park, will take on the state power Manville from the Houston area. Cedar Park, obviously, quality win against New Braunfels Canyon this past week. Ryder Hernandez, Carl Absek, doing great things over at Cedar Park. It'll be interesting to see how Cedar Park matches up with Manville this year. I know Manville hasn't been the same program, you know, since Shadow Creek took some talent away from Manville. I mean, for a while, Manville was the program in the Houston area. And Shadow Creek has kind of taken some of that shine away from Manville, but Manville still has a lot of talent and it still has the resume. This will be a great matchup for Cedar Park this week. Can Cedar Park win? Absolutely. Will he be the favorite? We'll see. But Cedar Park is definitely having, you know, similar looks to some of their great teams of past years. So we know the top Vipe Austin 5A Division II football team, Liberty Hill, is going to this game. They will be there. They beat that really good Leander Rouse program this week to advance the regional final. Now, as of our recording, we don't know if it's going to be Vipe Austin 5A Division II Georgetown Eastview or if it's going to be Sherry Land Pioneer from South Texas. Sherry Land Pioneer entered the week undefeated. But Eastview, as I mentioned last week, had really heated up over the last half a season. I mean, they struggled. I mean, they were similar to Hayes and Vandegrift. Got off to slow starts, even more of a slow start than Hayes and Austin Vandegrift. And Eastview's been a completely different team the last 6 or 7 weeks. So regardless, Liberty Hill will have a challenge. Will it be an undefeated team in Sherland Pioneer, or will it be the upstart, the team that's super hot in Georgetown Eastview? But it still says a lot about Liberty Hill, the fact that they're going to the regional final in 5A Division II, when last year they were in 4A Division I. So they make the jump up a classification. They're still undefeated, and they're still like winning by good margins against good quality opponents. I would say that what they did against Leander Rouse this week was their best win of the season. So Liberty Hill, at this point, I think sky's the limit for them. They'd probably be the favorite against either Eastview or Sherryland Pioneer. I mean, how amazing would it be 2 years after Liberty Hill made that remarkable run in the 4A Division I state playoffs, knocked out Carthage, ended Carthage's 40-game win streak, you know, competed with a really good Hutto team at Hutto, and then advanced the state title game against Waco La Vega before losing. And then, obviously, with their coach passing away, unfortunately, a couple weeks ago, how amazing would it be for Liberty Hill to somehow win the state title? I think that'd be the story of the year. I mean, that's the type of story that I think would end 2020 on the right note. I mean, I know technically the 2020 season will be in January 2021, but, I mean, Liberty Hill's already advanced. Well, I guess I don't know when next week's game is, but I know there will be a lot of games next week, Friday and Saturday, that'll be in 2021. I guess there's a slight chance that they play on Thursday, which would be 2020. But regardless, the fact that they won all their games so far in 2020 and they have a great shot to play in 2021 and even do more than that says a lot about the chemistry and the product that Liberty Hill has put on the field this season. So once again, next week's large school football regional final schedule, 6A Division I Region 4, number one for Vipe Austin and 6A. Westlake will take on Cibolo Steel. 6A Division II Region 4 final, number nine for Vipe Austin, 6A. Hayes will take on number five, Austin Vandegrift. 5A Division I Region 3, number one, Sierra Park. For 5A Division I and Vipe Austin, we'll take on Manville. And then 5A Division II, Region 4, number one, 5A Division II's Liberty Hill will take on either number five, Georgetown Eastview or Sherryland Pioneer. Well, we're going to wrap up the show and my time on the Vipe High School Spotlight in a couple minutes. Definitely stay tuned. Have some highlights for my time on the show and even some audience input. So definitely keep your radio dial where it's at. Talk to you in a couple minutes.
Follow-
Follow the latest in Central Texas high school sports all week long online at VipeATX.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the Vipe High School Spotlight on Talk 1370.
It's time to jump back in the South, folks. It's time for my final 12 minutes of the Vipe High School Spotlight, at least as the regular host. It's been fun, and I thought it was fitting to wrap up my time on the Vipe High School Spotlight with some notable highlights. But also, I wanted to say some final words, give out some thanks as well. I think we should start this segment with some audience input, because the fans have spoken. What are the top episodes that this show's fans have enjoyed the most? It's a great question. And they picked some really good ones. The fact that they've been very loyal and supportive over the last 15 weeks says a lot about what we've done with the show, but also our partnership with Intercom and Talk 1370 AM and Magic 95.5 HD2. So I have the top 10 favorite episodes of the audience. We start with episode 14. This, of course, aired on December 20th, last week. And this involved my discussions with Austin High girls basketball players and twin sisters, Aubrey and Chanel Reed, plus longtime Vipe contributor Evan Beyer. Really enjoyed this. Had been a while since we had multiple guests on a particular episode. And, you know, have three guests and have some really good playoff coverage, state championship recaps, and a lot of area playoff coverage, both previews, recaps, and more. Must have made number 10. There was a reason, I guess, that this made number 10. So number 9, we go back to October. Episode 6. October 25th, to be exact. Another multi-guest show. We had Cedar Park Athletic Coordinator and Head Football Coach Carl Apsack. And we also had Austin Ann Richards School for Young Women Leaders volleyball player Tiffany Boo. So they people enjoyed the multi-guest shows. We move up to number 8. And this makes sense that this is at number 8. Episode 8 on November 8th. How fitting. Southwest Preparatory Conference President of the Athletic Directors and Austin St. Andrews Episcopal School Athletic Director and Upper School Boys Basketball Coach Jeff McCreary guested. Great to talk to him. Number 7 was episode 10. This was November 22nd with Fredericksburg girls basketball coach Carrie Grona. Great to talk to her. Obviously, the Batlin Billies were off to an awesome start. And, you know, we always enjoy covering all areas of our coverage area. And, you know, we always cover, you know, the Austin area, what you think of as, you know, Georgetown down to San Marcos, maybe over to, you know, Schulenburg out to, you know, the hill country, and Fredericksburg's part of that technically. And people forget about the hill country, but we did not do that on the Vipe High School Spotlight. I'm proud of that. Number six. Well, let me go back to that number seven. So that was episode 10 on November 22nd, in case I didn't mention that. Number six. Episode 13. This aired on December 13th. And one of my colleagues called in, Joshua Cook from Vibe Houston. Enjoy that discussion. We talked about some notable Houston area high school football playoff teams, many of which are still in the playoffs. So props to Joshua Cook on his predictions. So that was number six, episode 13 on December 13th. Number five, episode 12 on December 6th. This one was fun. So not only did we have Austin St. Andrews Episcopal School Associate Athletic Director and Varsity Boys Lacrosse Coach Josh Blumenthal, we talked about their special annual event called Silent Night, which if you haven't been to before, you need to check it out sometime. Hopefully in 2021, you know, all these COVID guidelines will be out the window when they host it, and you can actually experience the full atmosphere, because it's something. It's pretty fun. So we talked about that and more. Also had a really good in-depth discussion about why I disagreed with some of the decisions from district executive committees in regards to why they chose certain Austin area teams over others for the postseason spots. So that was a fun episode. Number five was episode 12. Number four. This was the fourth episode, and this occurred on October 11th. This was when Sear Park Vista Ridge was doing some awesome stuff. This was a team that no one wanted to mess with on the football field. And we were talking to Sear Park Vista Ridge Athletic Coordinator and head football coach Rodney Vincent. Real good discussion with him. Number three was episode one. So you turned your radio dial on when we launched the show. This was September 20th, and you heard my interview with Sam Marcus, athletic director, and head football coach John Walsh. Number two was episode two, and this aired on September 27th and featured my interview with Mason five-sport athlete and female varsity football player Tristan Keller. Always good to interview Tristan Keller. What a story that she's been to a lot. She's been so inspirational to a lot of people. That was the second time I got to interview her this year. And then number one, episode three, October 4th, an interview with Wimberley quarterback Matthew Tippy headlined that program. So that was a lot of fun. What a top 10. Well, I wanted to start winding down the program. I guess continue to wind down the program. Before I get too far into it, I want to say that I have thoroughly enjoyed being a host of the Vibe High School Spotlight. And for people that don't know, I've done radio multiple times in my career, going back to 2013. And it was great to jump back in the saddle as I've kind of started making that part of my dialogue each week on this program, and definitely enjoyed having the seat and in the Talk 1370 AM studios each week, and I'm definitely going to miss it and definitely look forward to the next time I get to host a show like this or jump on the radio as a guest somewhere. And it was awesome to make this as part of my weekly assignments at Vibe Media in 2020. Definitely helped end 2020 on the right note. I also wanted to thank everyone who was a part of the show. That starts with Intercom and Talk 1370 AM and Magic 95.5 HD2 for allowing myself and Vibe Media to broadcast a weekly show and a football game of the week on its different stations and web and digital platforms. What a great partnership that was. Really enjoyed doing all this. Individually, I want to thank Bob McKay, Casey Johns for obviously helping me out immensely the last couple months and obviously give me the opportunity to put a show on their airwaves. I also want to thank Shane Hildreth, Matt Motes, and Derek Dusek at Vite Media for trusting me to lead this program and for putting me in this position to use this awesome radio platform to expand Vite Boston's coverage to the broadcast airwaves. I mentioned on the past that I've hosted a couple shows over the last 2.5 years in the Vite Boston area, many of which also covered the San Antonio area and the Hill Country. And each year I got an even better gig, which was cool. I started out doing like a podcast with Evan Barr, who obviously called in last week. And then last year we had a video show. And then this year, obviously, I got a chance to host a radio show. So this has been a lot of fun and really am thankful for all the opportunities up to this point as a member of Vite Media, being employed by Vite Media. Couple of special shout outs, Brad Cohn for co-hosting the show for a number of weeks during Vite High School Spotlight. Definitely helped launch the show, helped obviously put the show on the right track. He brought some great insight from day one. All the individual guests who allowed me to interview them during the show's run, got to interview some remarkable people, some great stories, and definitely am thankful for their time. Whether they were athletic directors, head coaches, athletes, Vipe employees, thank you to everybody. I also want to thank the listeners for supporting this program from day one. I'm definitely going to miss the show and cannot wait to talk to you again in whatever capacity it is. And definitely look forward to covering sports for you in 2021 and beyond on various platforms. Well, once again, this will be my final show as the host of the Vite High School Spotlight. Thanks to everyone once again for turning your radio dials to Talk 1370 AM and Magic 95.5 HD2 each Sunday. Also, obviously, checking out Vipe.com, VipeATX.com, sharing the program, really engaging with it, calling in. I'm very thankful for all that. Don't forget to follow Vipe on social media, VipeATX on Twitter, Vipe_ATX on Instagram, and Vipe Texas on Facebook. I'm Texas Nation on those platforms. Talk to you soon. Adios, folks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.